Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice.
Okay, here are some things that have helped me. When I don't feel like I'm motivated and I just can't even get into music, the best thing is to actually get started. A lot of times I have like playlists on Spotify, but not any playlists. You have to make some playlist of songs that motivate you singing. Like not just listening to a song, not any song. Maybe you have some singers that you adore, but who also have a similar voice type to yours. That always motivates me when I listen to songs that I personally really want to sing, but also it has to be something that is doable for you. It can't be something that is way out of your league. It has to be something that is, it can be achieved, and make yourself a playlist. And when you're in a slump and it's like, oh, I need to practice, but I don't really want to, listen to that playlist. A lot of times it really helps me just to listen to those songs, and it just makes me like, oh yes, it's good if you could just find some songs that you can sing along with someone who has a very similar voice to yours so that you can actually sing in the same key. And so have that playlist at all times to get into. And when you start singing, to me, it always happens once I start and I hear it's like, oh, actually it feels good and actually sounds good. Then I really want to get to practicing. And another thing sometimes is just getting started. A lot of times we put this huge, unsurmountable mountain on us. It looks like, okay, today I'm going to practice this piece. And if we're going to look at one entire piece, it's like, it's so daunting. It's like, where am I going to start? It's a lot of work. And singing can be physical work. Literally. And then I need to do a warm-up, and it's like, I actually don't feel like doing all of that work right now. Here's the thing, start just with something small. A lot of times I tell myself, okay, I'm not actually gonna do a practice session. I'm just gonna sing like the beginning of the piece, like where it's really easy. I'm just gonna do that part. I'm not even gonna do a warm-up. I'm just gonna start somewhere where it's really easy, or sing it very softly and just mark it. Maybe just look at the words or something. So start with something that is very easily achievable. Don't start with like, okay, I'm gonna perfect this entire song today. It's not gonna happen. And it's gonna frustrate you. It's like when I wrote my book, I didn't sit down. I was like, today I'm gonna write my book. I was like, I'm gonna start with one sentence and maybe a paragraph. And then soon enough, I kind of trained the muscle and it was like, okay, I could write 1,000 words today. And then it started flowing. Once I got started, the most difficult thing is to get started. And if we just put on ourselves like, okay, I don't feel like it, but now, first I have to do this like huge warm-up. Then that already is like, no, not gonna do it. So don't make it such a huge thing for yourself. Maybe you don't have to do this. As a matter of fact, there are songs you can do for a warm-up, songs that are not high in your voice, songs that don't have high intensity, something very easy, you know, like. The autumn leaves drift by my window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. Sometimes there are songs that are just easygoing, and you might as well use them as a warm-up. A lot more fun than actually doing a formal warm-up if you just don't feel like doing it. That doesn't mean you never do a formal warm-up. It just means that you're just making it easier on yourself so you can have some fun. Also, don't just continuously practice through an entire song and all you do is just sing it from beginning to end and again, sing it 15 times from beginning to end. It's very frustrating because all that's going to happen is that you're going to get more tired each time you sing it. So instead of making yourself tired, focus in on one thing and say, today I'm practicing the first phrase of the chorus with that high pitch and that's what I'm going to do. Just that. And if I have done it like about 8 times, I'm going to stop for today. This will be so much more productive than singing through a song over and over and over again. And soon enough, You're not even gonna like the song anymore. It's gonna be like, oh, it's getting so old. I haven't even practiced the song. I'm not even great at singing it yet, but I've sung it like a million times. Well, instead of singing the entire song a million times, maybe just sing that one phrase 18 times and then stop it. And then next time, you're gonna sing that other phrase 15 times very intentionally. And then you don't get tired of that entire song so much. And it's a lot more fun because you actually make progress. Because there's no way you're going to fix a lot by just singing through again and again and again and again. You can't focus on everything. It's just too much. So those are my tips. These things have helped me personally. Have a great day. Make sure you're on my email list. Go to my website, masteryourvoice.tv, because I put out free workshops all the time and I don't want you to miss it. They're usually an hour long and I'd like to connect with you. Have a great day. Until next time, always keep a song in your heart and always keep on singing.